next question. So the next question was, or themes of questions was around, a number of questions around the Hammersmith A&E closure. Specifically, we had a question from Merrill about providing specific detail and information to do with the changes in ambulance attendances and people attending the emergency departments and how those figures now compared with prior to the closure. We also had a question from Tim Woodward, who's in the audience, around how can we ensure that new urgent care centres are able to stabilise seriously ill people
who may turn up
and to allow them to be safely transferred to other hospitals. And we had a further question that was unsigned, but around where is the additional A&E facilities to be now covering the closure of the Hammersmith. So probably I will start with an answer to that. I might look to Chris Harrison to provide a further answer about some of the work we've been doing around the UCCs. So specifically in the first 10 days post-closing the Hammersmith EU, we have been on a daily basis, both ourselves and with the whole of the North West London sector, looking at the level of ambulance conveyancing to our hospital sites and also the number of patients who have been attending on their own basis to our hospital sites. So far, we have seen an increase in patients self-presenting, particularly to the St Mary's Hospital site, but the level of patients that we are seeing coming to the St Mary's site themselves are in line with what we anticipated. We've seen a general steady level, the same sort of a number of patients who are self-presenting to the 24-hour UCC at the Hammersmith. And we are seeing a small increase, again, in line with what we anticipated, from London Ambulance Services conveying patients, particularly to St Mary's. So the current data, which is only one full week of information that we've got, is that we're broadly in line with what we anticipated at the moment, and we're just making sure that we're working hard to embed the new pathways of care that we've put in place for the Hammersmith, for St Mary's and for the Charing Cross as well.
No, because have you checked Charing Cross A&E every day when there's five ambulances in the dock with patients in and they can't be seen because the A&E is full and they're being transferred from Hammersmith? So, have you seen that?
So every day we are working with the teams locally around absolutely making sure that we are tracking and understanding the impact of the closure of the Hammersmith to our other two main sites, and we will continue to do that. Chris, do you want to maybe just give a comment on the work we've been doing, particularly around the UCCs?
Disgraceful.
Thank you, Steve. Of course, the UCCs are for people with urgent but minor illnesses and injuries, not for life-threatening injuries. But they are run by experienced GPs. And the urgent care centre at Hammersmith Hospital is, of course, on the Hammersmith Hospital site. Now, patients who have urgent conditions and have been conveyed to hospital by ambulance will be taken as NAT to the most appropriate hospital, so the heart attack centre, the stroke centre, or the trauma centre. Patients with major illnesses will be taken to the appropriate hospital. If somebody was to walk or come by car to the urgent care centre and was clearly ill, they would be transferred to the most appropriate major hospital for their care. We have made additional facilities available at Hammersmith Hospital for such patients to ensure that they can be looked after with additional nurses there and facilities there to stabilise the patient prior to transfer. We've tested and gone through with the doctors in great detail the pathways and the arrangements for those patients, and we believe that it offers the real ability to provide safe care for those patients.
Rubbish.